What's up, guys? This is Alex Martin, and this is the Content Creator Podcast, where I stimulate your mind and show you how to market your grind. Today is not revolving around marketing. Today, I'm going to simply stimulate your mind. And today's topic is how to be more productive in 2020. If you like the advice in this episode, please share it with a friend. Please help somebody out. We need people to be better versions of themselves, and we need marketers to, you know, to be better marketers. So spread this word, rate the podcast. Just do me that if you enjoy this, okay? This is me speaking from experience. I have not had the best and productive 2019. My fourth quarter was the best because I actually fell on my face due to me not being as productive as I could be. And so the advice in this episode is strictly coming from my experiences, the things that I have read, and, you know, me basically implementing these skills, or, you know, implementing these things into my fourth quarter, which has made my fourth quarter very productive. Okay, I've done more in my fourth quarter than I've done all year. Okay, so I'm just putting that out there. So this is not me preaching to you guys. This is me speaking from experience. So I'm going to preface this with saying, put you first. If you don't put you first, you're putting everybody before you. And it's like, you know, I heard one person say before, control the world or the world will control you. I'm gonna say that again. Control the world or the world will control you. So, you know, put you first, know what to say no to, and know yourself. If you know yourself, nobody can tell you who you are. And I'm just going to leave it at that. All right. So number one, know what you want to do and when you want to do it. Be strategic. The very best are very strategic. They know what they're going to do 3 days from now. They know what they're going to do a week from now. They know what they're going to do a month from now, a year from now. They have a plan. A lot of millionaires that I've met have these like 5 to 10 year plans. They know exactly what they want. And so they have it written out. Studies show that if you have your goals written out, you are more likely to succeed at achieving those goals than those who have goals and don't write them down. So know those goals, commit to those goals, and those goals will serve as a compass. And those goals will serve as a compass and get you to where you want to go in life. So write down your goals, know what you want to do, and let it serve as your compass to achieving your goals. Number two, get rid of all the toxic shit in your life. When I say the toxic shit in your life, this could be anything from the porn addiction to that relationship you're in with that crazy person, or, you know, the crazy relationship you have with your parents, your friends, your family, whoever. Cut it all out. If it distracts your focus, cut it out. If it holds up your time or makes you waste time, cut it out. Anything that takes away your focus is toxic. You need your focus in your life, especially if you are in the first, I think at this point, 40 years, because, you know, we're growing to live longer. But if it affects your focus and it's the worst thing ever, like, cut it out, man. You know exactly what is toxic in your life, and treat those toxic things like cancer. The sooner you cut it out, the better, because if you leave cancer in your body, eventually it will kill you. The same thing with toxic habits and toxic people. They will eventually, they won't kill you per se, but they will kill your dreams and goals, and you won't even be the person that you were meant to be. You will be a zombie, basically. You'll be alive, walking around with no purpose, and that's all due to some toxic people or toxic habits. That's not worth it. So cut out the toxic habits. Cut out the bullshit. Like, you know what it is, and do it right now. And I promise you, years out from now, you will be grateful. You will be happier. You will be healthier. So cut out the toxic shit and live your best life. Be the best version of you. Number three, tackle your ideas and execute your plans immediately. Don't procrastinate. Don't wait. Just execute. Separate being busy from being productive. Okay, when I say that, like, literally dive into your goals. Don't waste no time. Don't bullshit. Like, you know exactly what you need to be doing. I heard one person say that if you're not productive, then you're bullshit. And I believe that. If you're like, even then, I remember back then I used to be like, oh, I had a busy day, and the only thing I did was clean my room and my bathroom, but nothing towards my goals was really done. And so you want everything you do to move you closer to your goals or to your dreams. So think about it like that. And if you think about it like that, you won't waste time. You won't procrastinate. And then you won't have to deal with somebody else acting on those same goals, or you having to say, oh, I could do that. I could have did that. But I know, like, you don't want to be that person. Just go ahead, act on it, and see what happens. And you'll be amazed at what happened. I've done the same thing with this podcast. Long story short, I just had an idea, and I sat on this idea for years, to be honest with you guys. I sat on it for years, and I got tired of watching other people do the same thing. And, you know, they were doing it exactly like other people. You know, I'm doing this thing my way, and it's generating views. It's very original. And so you are very original. Act on your ideas. See where it takes you, and trust your process. That's the only thing I'm going to say. Don't waste no time. Act right now. So if you got anything you want to get done in life, act on it immediately. See how you can move forward and see where God takes you. Number four, don't work average hours. The average American works 8.8 hours a day, which means they're working 44 hours per week. Elon Musk says that you should work 80 to 100 hours a week if you can. And see, that's Elon Musk formula. My only thing I would say is just don't be average. For me personally, I would rather work, you know, 12 to 14 hours per day. I work from sun up to sundown. Some days I stay up 24 hours. And as you can see, it's bags under my eyes. But I'm pretty sure these bags will eventually translate to money bags someday. So if the average person does it, don't do what the average person does, because you're above average. You're watching this for a reason. You made it to this point because you don't want to be the average person. You want to learn more. So with that being said, don't work average hours. Try to work 12 to 16 hours a day. If you can work more, but do what's healthy for your body. Trust your process, put the work in, produce results, and go hard. Waste no time. And so, hey, this is Alex Martin. I just told you how you could be more productive in 2020. Put you first. Know what you want to do and when you want to do it. Get rid of all the toxic shit in your life. Tackle your ideas and goals immediately. Don't work the average hours, okay? Trust me with that. Act on it. I promise you that you will be more productive, and that your 2020 and beyond will be great. Once again, this is Alex Martin, and this is the Content Creator Podcast. If you like the information I just gave you, please share it with a friend, family member, a coworker, whomever you know. Just even tweet it. Put it on your stories. Put it on your timeline. Share this wherever you can. And that's it for the day. Peace.